This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Loving it. Oh, hello. Can you hear me? That was Kungs, You Remain featuring Ritual, a brand new track that has literally just dropped. Kungs has released, I believe it's an EP, and that features on the EP. And we've played Ritual a few times. I'm actually going to be talking about them in Music News and Reviews today because they are, they've just released an EP, which is sick. And they're doing really well, and I want to talk a bit about them later, but I'm not going to ruin it by talking about it now. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, and joining me on air is producer Natalie King.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well now that there's an air conditioner on my back because I've been warm all day, which is weird because it's freezing outside.
You're wearing a purple animal, so that's why.
Yes, not real animal.
No.
Do you remember the brand Kangaroo Poo? Do you remember? You do remember it. It was very 90s. Basically, that is from Kangaroo Poo, which I don't even think exists anymore. And I bought it in a car boot sale.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's not real. On the show today, we have Alice Olivia popping on the phone with us in a little hot minute. And Tony, founder and artistic director of the Avant Garde Dance Company, is going to be coming in for a chat. And we're also Very excited to be chatting on the phone to JK and Shola Ammer a little bit later live. Plus, we're going to be giving you the all of the goss from Vivo Halloween. Producer Abby, who's in the next room, came with me and we got deep down and dirty with all the artists.
Yeah.
Not literally. I wish. That were performing, and they were fab. The whole night was fab. Vivo is amazing. Vivo Halloween is very scary. I wore some contacts, nearly got conjunctivitis. It was really, really, really scary stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, nearly did get conjunctivitis. I've had to be doing eye washes. No, not really. I've never had that thing. But I like to banter with you now.
Sure, I love
And I
bites.
Like to make you think I've got conjunctivitis because
yeah,
then
like
you freak
too.
Out. So really exciting show today. We're going to be doing a blow-by-blow of what happened at Vivo. Plus, we're going to be playing some interviews with Zara Larsson and Izzy Bazoo and Blossoms and Aurora. And we're going to give you the lowdown on all the performances as well, which were really good. So basically, an incredibly busy show now.
Packed show.
I like talking really fast and not messing up.
No, it's good.
Like, you know, because I sometimes stumble on my words. And when I've said a sentence without stumbling, I'm like, whoa.
Congratulations.
Wow, she's a good radio DJ, eh? Don't forget to send in your last requests. We need a banger to finish off the show. Nat, what is it?
It's a banger, not a ballad.
Thank you. I'd like you to record that in your poshest voice.
It's a banger.
It's a banger, not a ballad. So bangers, not ballads. Tweet us at Foobar Radio or email rose@foobarradio.com with your last request. As I say, or as Nat says, it's a banger, not a ballad. Do not send us Westlife. Do not send us Miley Cyrus's sad song.
No.
Send us her bangers.
Yeah.
Like the song Bangers.
What about dicks?
Yeah.
Want some dicks.
Sorry, what was that, Nat? You want some dicks?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You want to play Desert Island Dicks.
Either
I see.
Or.
Sorry, I thought you were just having that private conversation we had a minute ago.
Yeah, no, well.
On air, so I was a bit worried about that. No, Desert Island Dicks, the game where I stick you on a desert island and make you pick the worst possible song you could imagine being stuck there with. We're going to be playing Izzy Bazoo, did a Desert Island Dick with us.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing that later. But send us in your Desert Island Dicks at Foobar Radio, rose@foobarradio.com. Without further ado, I'm going to play some music. This is the brand new single from Dua Lipa. This is Room for Two.
Up and down, it all comes back around. Push and shove, do you feel better now? Knock, 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 you'll come tumbling down. Karma's got a kiss for you.
Why are you blaming me for all your insecurities? I never did anything, but you closed the door, slammed shut on me. Something a little bit bitter that should have been sweet, I won't compete. You're like a king with a crown, looking down, hoping I won't eat. Behind, there's room for two. You should have never done something like that to someone you can't undo. Thought you were under the radar, but under the chaos I see through. Everyone ain't the same. We're more than machines. You saw a spark where there wasn't a flame, and you barely remember my name. Do you feel complete?
Up and down, it all comes back around.
presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today in the studio I have with me my dear friend Bethan Ledley.
It's about time. I've been around guys before that like a little bit of butt play.
It's funny how so many of them are not comfortable enough to like tell you. They just kind of like edge you in that direction. Like seriously, no, why don't you just tell me?
Put it in my book.
Like I get it. I don't know if it's the masculine term as people like to call it.
I think whatever, taking up the ass is one of the most masculine things someone could do.
Right.
Cool.
In my personal opinion.
In your personal opinion. Nice.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Call your mama, mommy.
You got a lot.
Asking up for money.
You got a lot.
Never keep your house clean.
You got a lot.
Wearing dirty laundry.
You got a lot.
Is that what you call flirting?
You got a lot.
You ain't even working, boy, get a job. And maybe when you wanna stop growing up, we can boom, 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 maybe ball in love. Boom, boom, like kids.
You got enough.
And you still smoke sick.
You got enough.
Is you afraid of those clues?
You got enough.
Do you still use a blue suit?
You got enough.
You look like tidies.
You got enough.
What? Cause they only show off your muffin top. And baby, when you wanna stop growing up, I wake up, boom, 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 baby, fall in love. Let's go.
Already, Glory Days, which is going to be out on the 18th of November, and the deluxe edition has got about 625 songs on it.
Good, hard working.
And it's also it's got all the videos as well. Well, it looks like they've got all the videos. You can't really tell because obviously it's a pre-order. So who knows, Nat?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know anything.
Oh, for God's sake! Anyway, we're going to do a little bit of music news and reviews right now, and in a second we're going to be talking to Alice Olivia on the telephone. First up, I think I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Do it.
No, it's not happening. Is it happening? Don't look at me. I can't have anyone looking at
me
when I'm sneezing.
Shut your eyes.
No, it's not going to happen. Adele's Halloween costume is just no words. It was the best Halloween. I think it's hands down the best Halloween costume I have ever seen. Do you know what it was?
No.
Okay, Abby, tweet out that Halloween picture. right now. Everybody head to the FUBAR Radio, at FUBAR Radio Twitter. You're tuned into Harriet Rose, by the way, on FUBAR Radio, and we're talking about Adele's Halloween costume. Now, we're tweeting it out on the FUBAR Facebook, and sorry, FUBAR Twitter now, because you can't tweet it out on Facebook, Harriet, you idiot.
You could give it a go, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work. She went dressed as the mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Jim Carrey.
It is uncanny. It's like all childhood dreams come true in a costume.
That's a lot.
Go to the FUBAR Twitter.
I want to have a look. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's not on there yet. Abby's on it.
Okay, tweet. Go to the FUBAR Facebook and check it out because it is.
Oh, Facebook.
Okay. No, sorry, Twitter. Fuck's sake, sorry. I just can't get my social medias correct, can I?
No, but you haven't mentioned Instagram. Why are you neglecting that one?
I love Instagram.
I know you love a bit of Insta.
Hashtag InstaVid. Mm. Hashtag InstaPic. I know all the cool kids, what they're doing. So Adele, kudos and thank you for making my day and also making me realise that I will never have a Halloween costume as good as yours, ever.
Well,
have you seen
try.
It? Look, here it is. Here it is. Guys, head to the Facebook right now. You can Twitter. Fuck! The Twitter, and you can see it on that. Also, on that fuck note that I just said fuck, you can also find my biggest mess ups of all the videos I've ever done on the FUBAR Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. It's quite funny.
I enjoyed watching it.
I've said fuck a lot of times.
A lot. Again, there's another one.
I shout abuse at Leon and Abby probably for a good 20 minutes while I'm doing those.
They really like it, though.
They do, because they're sadomasochists.
Mm, they enjoy it.
On to the next. Taylor Swift has been named the highest paid woman in music. She's paid twice as much as Adele.
That's silly.
Who should get paid twice as much just for that Halloween costume. And she's gone on to write the breakup banger that we've all been waiting for, but she hasn't released it herself. She's given it to Little Big Town, which is a country music band in America. And it's called Better Man. And we think it's about Calvin Harris / Tom Hiddleston / Kanye West / any man that's ever crossed her path. But I think it's probably Calvin or Tom.
Do you know that she spoke... I don't know what's happened on development on this, but I did see the other day that I'm not happy that
she's
might
back
be
with Tom.
Drake.
Yeah, no, that's really upsetting.
Did you see that?
That's upsetting, yeah.
I don't think she's back with Tom. I think she's supposed to be out with Drake now.
But I quite like both of them, so...
Yeah, but it's just not going to work, is it? Never does with
basically
Taylor.
The music that would come out of that would be fucking amazing. But the reason I don't like that is because I do like Drake and Rihanna. Like, that's a thing for me. Drake and Rihanna are like the king and the queen, you know, like they're just the king and the queen of the music industry.
Yeah.
Like, no, sorry, they're like the prince and the princess, because obviously Jay-Z and Beyonce are king and queen. But you know, you've got to have a prince and a princess.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not, I don't think it's Taylor and Drake.
That's weird.
It's
that's
not,
weird.
It doesn't
say
work for me.
Say Taylor Swift and Drake.
Taylor Swift and Drake.
No.
Doesn't work, does it?
Doesn't work. Sorry, no. But good luck to you for trying to make it work. Unless you change your names or something, I don't think it's going to happen.
She's got good taste in men. I will give her that.
Baby girl. She does.
Yeah.
She does. Do you fancy Calvin Harris as well?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I do. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, is there many people you don't fancy or?
No.
No, just like most. Talking of people you fancy. What a segue. Donald Glover. Otherwise
like
known as Childish Gambino, otherwise known as Nat's husband.
Well, Childish Gambino King, I think he'll be known as.
Yes. And he is releasing a brand new show. And I feel like I want you to talk about it because I think you're squealing inside about it.
Well, it's been coming for a while.
What's it called?
Atlanta. Starting on FX over here. It's on Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Saturday, 5th of November, which is bonfire night. So head to your bonfires and then go home for 10 p.m. because it's going to be on there.
Yep.
He's looking sexual.
Really, really sexual.
And there's already a whole series ready. And it's on, did you say it's on...
FX.
And how can you watch it if you don't have Sky?
You can probably watch it online.
No, but is there like Amazon? Can you watch it on Amazon?
No, not at the moment. It will come to
one of
those.
And I reckon it'll be
on Sky.
On Skype.
I'm mixing it up. On Skype.
So you can Skype with Donald Glover about it if you like. But let's have a look at what it's about. So
he wrote it, by the way.
Created by the acclaimed Grammy-nominated artist Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. Atlanta is fresh, clever, ten-part series. Ernest Earn Marks, played by Glover himself, is broke with a dead-end job, has dropped out of college, and is living with his ex, who is also the mother of his child. Just when there seems to be no way out for him, his rapper cousin Alfred, aka Paperboy, played by Brian Tyree Henry from Boardwalk Empire, drops a mixtape which goes viral. With his unfinished college degree and opportunistic nature, Earn is instated as Paperboy's de facto manager.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a fantastic merging of all the fab music and reality dramas that are going on.
Yeah, the soundtrack's great.
I mean, what was the one that just happened that was amazing?
Do you mean Empire?
No, I haven't watched that. Okay. The one about Chicago in the 1960s.
Was that not Violent?
No.
Boardwalk Empire?
She's telling us. What is it?
It's not Boardwalk Empire.
The thing
Abby,
with the guy... The guy...
Is it a music one?
Fuck. Why am I literally
is it about
here?
Music?
Because I've got no memory of anything.
Tell me
I
more
do.
About it. More detail.
It's
Chicago.
Everybody you know. Tweet in at Fubar Radio if you can remember what it is. It's the thing where the guys... It's about the it's about...
I need a hint on the plot.
You know, it's about... What's his name?
No!
Grandmaster Flash!
Oh, Forget Down.
Forget Down.
Boardwalk Empire. How's that about the music business?
I don't know. I didn't say that.
I had it in my ear.
I don't know what that is.
Boardwalk Empire. Like, that's about gangsters.
But it is like a merging of all the fresh shit that's coming out of the US right now.
Yes, the Get Down.
Basically,
excellent.
They're smashing it with the shows. All, you know, Stranger Things, this, everything.
But
also,
I think you're going to like the soundtrack. I think you're going to want to play some songs of the soundtrack because everyone's been writing reviews on the music from
Atlanta. We're
going to
be playing,
well.
Yeah, and it's the rap said it was one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah.
USA Today said, driven by Glover's charm and throwaway wit, Atlanta both compels and mystifies.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Pumped is not the word.
Is it time for us to play some music?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we're going to come back with more music news and reviews after we've had a chat with Alice Olivia on the phone after this. This is Better Man, Little Big Town, the one I was talking to you about with Taylor Swift. So imagine Calvin / Tom Hiddleston while listening.
I will.
Probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see the permanent damage you did to me. Never again. I just wish I could forget when it was magic. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror saying to myself, you know you had to do it, I know. The bravest thing I ever did was run. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again. But I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. And I know I had to say goodbye like the back of my hand. And I just miss you. Still be in love if you were a better man.
presents
Penny Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Hi, my girl has a nice round ass.
Cool, safe.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner.
Make sure it's a kofta.
Maybe it's one of the kebab on the skewers. Not even.
No,
a...
don't use skewers. Why are you?
I swear, as the more this show goes on, the more ridiculous.
The weirder
these,
the problems.
Like
get.
We used to get like fairly normal ones. Check this out. Hi, my boyfriend gets a cucumber and hits me with it and takes off his clothes at the same time when he wants to have sex. Kind of turns me on, but still weird. Should I just let him do
no.
it?
No.
But when is that ever? Happen
every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, they try to send for me, envy and jealousy. It's everything I wish upon my enemies. All that for them, right back at them. What my mind keeps telling me, mind keeps telling me. I hear everything. I don't ask if it's all there, cause it better be. Trust me, it better be. No long talking and settling. Jizzle never won no wrestling, but he's on a big belt metal ting.
Radio.
Streets unruly. More life for my brothers trying to better things.
Cause all my men are running to the money, we'll be running like I. And all my men are running from the orphans on the roads like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. Ago, you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though these catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road. Up a corner for my bro, man they keep them talking on the low, man they keep them talking on the low. But all my man are bros and all my man are bros. My man them have your man them on the ropes. I'll have man them on your road. Man them in a battery on their own with a battle with a pole. I've got man them that will slap a man with gold. Night jacket on my back, I'm looking cold. It's funny how these catties wanna know, but. All my men are running to the money, you'll be running like I. And all my men are running from the walls and the roads like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa, a month ago you didn't wanna know. But now I'm seeing though, these catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they blow me on the road.
OVO Sound Radio.
Free smoke, anybody want it they could get it, no joke. Call up landlord, nigga, that's bro. I only link with the real ones, Lord knows. On foe, I love to see a fake but then go broke. I don't run a Twitter with the things I know. I fall back just to see how it unfolds. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. Years ago they didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing dough. Catchy, they be calling up my phone, trying to get tickets to a show. Yeah. I got UK tings on a WhatsApp now, like +44 on the road. Yeah, like whoa, 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 like whoa.
A month ago you didn't wanna know, but now I'm seeing though. These catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they applaud me on the road. Up a corner for my bro. Man they keep them talking on the low. Man they keep them talking on the low, low, low.
Jumped on that Dave remix. Well, no, not the Dave remix. Dave did this track, Wanna Know. He's a UK artist. And Drake just listened to it and loved it, so he jumped on it. I love that remix. And before that, Little Big Town, Better Man. Now I'm going to read some of the Little Big Town lyrics to you, and we can see. Nat, you can listen and see who you think they're about. So, kicks off with verse one. I know I'm probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it, and I see the permanent damage you did to me.
I'm feeling Calvin so far.
Okay, Calvin. Okay, here's another one. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror. You can't stand in a mirror.
Calvin's a 4 a.m. man. Tom Hiddleston, he's in bed by 10, I'd say.
Tom Hiddleston is
in bed. He's tucked up with a cocoa by 10.
This is more and more Calvin as we go on. Saying to myself, you know you had to do it. I know the bravest thing I ever did was run. I'm not singing it in tune, but
is that the lyrics? I'm not singing it in tune.
No, that was just me.
I didn't know who that was then.
That was me. So saying to myself, you know you had to do it. I know the bravest thing I ever did was run.
But Tom Hiddleston is a runner. He does. He goes jogging.
He likes to jog on the beach. On the beach, he likes to jog.
That's hard, isn't it?
Which is like the hardest kind of jogging you can do. And he likes to do it with no top and just a pair of sort of loose linen trousers.
Thank you, Tom.
Sir, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Well done, Tom.
Shall I continue?
Please do. Yeah? Okay. I'm not sure yet.
Here we go. This is a good one.
Who's calling you?
Do you know what that was? No. Atlanta coming up on my computer.
Oh my god, it's meant to be.
Playing. Naughty childish Gambino.
Should we just watch it on the show?
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. I'm hanging on every careless word, hoping it might turn sweet again, like it was in the beginning, but your jealousy, I can hear it now. Jealousy. you're talking to me like I've always been around. Now I know that Calvin Harris gets jealous because he tweeted loads of mean stuff and then was like, "Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to." Yeah. So he's obviously quite spur of the moment jealous. So I think this is definitely Calvin. It's not Tom.
Yeah.
Although we've got the running thing, maybe Calvin runs as well.
Maybe he is. Yeah, he looks like he'd be a runner.
This could give you something. I just miss you. And I just wish you were a better man. A better man.
Yeah,
better
it's counting because Tom was this rebound thing, wasn't it? I mean, a good rebound. If you're going to go for it, go for Tom Hiddleston. Why not?
But and it finished. Shall I read you the finishing line?
Please do.
This is Taylor Swift's song that she wrote, Better Man, which we just played by Little Big Town. It finishes off with, we might still be in love if you were a better man. Better man. Better man.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling Calvin.
Better man.
Yeah. But I think he's quite a good man. I don't know. Seems all right. Scottish.
Well, she says a lot of times the words better man. So I don't know whether he is a good man or whether he's not because of the amount of times he said better man in the song. I don't know. That's true.
Well.
So, Calvin, if you're listening, tweet us at Foobar Radio. And what do you think about the amount of times that she wrote better man in that song? Do you think it's appropriate? Do you think it's inappropriate? I don't know. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
She's going to get a hit. That's going to be a hit. And if I was Tom, I'd be
She's going to get hit is what you just said.
She's going to get a hit.
You just said Taylor Swift's going to get hit by Calvin Harris.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, Nat, that's so controversial.
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving on before Nat gets sued. So Daft Punk and Stone Roses were rumoured to headline the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury up until Emily Evers did a press release and said, no!
Yeah.
That's not what's happening, well done, you bastards. So now we're thinking it could be Ed Sheeran, it could be Kings of Leon.
So that would be a departure.
Lady Gaga. I think it's going to be Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I think that out of all of those, I would go and see her. Who is it? Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
They're not for me.
Ed Sheeran is a high, high possibility. If it was, apparently he might join. Also, other rumours are Justin Bieber. That will be bad because he at V Festival. He just was. I love Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. Just to say it again, I love Justin Bieber. But I just don't think that would go down well.
I don't think it would. Also, it wouldn't go down well because they're quite noisy. They're quite rowdy, a festival crowd. He'll be shushing him and then walking off stage.
He won't like it. So I would suggest against that. Also, Abby told me this morning, Abby producer Abby, that Oasis is probably not going to happen either.
Okay, can I tell you other bands that are not going to happen? This is quite an easy game, isn't it? It's easier than the bands are going to happen. I'd say like Blur aren't going to happen, Led Zeppelin aren't going to happen. I could really do this all day. It's not that difficult.
I think personally, this is my guess, I'm saying it now, Ed Sheeran I think will headline, obviously Radiohead is headlining, and I think that Lady Gaga will headline.
Sure, okay,
saying it now, and if I'm true then Glastonbury have to give me free tickets.
Yeah, that'll happen. Can I say that's another thing that definitely won't happen?
Emily, are you listening?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Ed Sheeran, Radiohead. Obviously I'm not guessing Radiohead, I know it's Radiohead, but just putting it out there.
They actually said it is
Radiohead. Yeah.
It's
been announced. Yeah. Cool. So David Bowie emojis are coming to the next iOS update. So you're going to have the Aladdin Sane era, you know, the lightning bolt across the face, girl and boy, and many other David Bowie emojis. Now I don't know how I feel about it because I love David Bowie, but I don't know how I feel about emojis. I don't know how he would feel about it.
I'm trying to, in what situation would you use that emoji to somebody?
All day, every day. Every emoji. There's certain emojis that I feel are universal. For example, in my case, everyone has an emoji, and my emoji is the dancing woman in the red dress.
You use that a lot?
I do, don't I? When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm excited, whatever I'm feeling, the woman in the red dress.
I don't know what
it means. I feel like these emojis could could act in the similar way.
Other people use that emoji a lot. What does it mean?
The dancing woman can mean many things now.
Like what?
It just means passion and happiness and excitement. And it also means like success. I find myself, I dance a lot when I'm successful, you
know? That's why you send it to me a lot. I was like, that just describes me.
Because usually we're like, this is successful. Yeah. I'm going to dance all the way to you, to the show.
That makes sense.
It's officially Christmas, by the way. Day after Halloween, I was like, goodbye, put a wreath around my neck. I'm ready to rumble. Saint Klaus, let's go.
Decorations are up.
Literally, only wearing red and green for the rest of the year. Ready to rumble. I'm going to be doing... Now, I'd like, actually, some help on this. Because I could go either way on my next top 10. It might be a top 5, not sure. And it's going to be a top 10 or a top 5 of the most annoying things that happen at Christmas or the best things that happen at Christmas. Now, I'd like people to tell me at Fubar Radio, tweet us in, which one they'd like me to do.
I think...
Which would you like me to do firstly, Nat? Because you're obviously the most important.
I think there's actually scope to do both. But I think you would start, because it is November, early November, 3rd, isn't it, today?
Yeah.
With the most annoying
thing. Yeah, I think so too.
And then that would be like talking about Christmas on the 3rd of November would probably be in there in one of
that
the
That is my number one, Yeah.
So, but then as it becomes really Christmas, I would say from like December 1st, then you could do the other one. Like the best things about Christmas. That's just what I'm thinking.
Well, if everyone wants to tweet in what the most annoying things about Christmas are for them... I'd love to hear it and to see if it merges with mine. Yeah. Perhaps it'll feature in my next top ten. Very good. Very good, I said.
Yep.
Is she doing a dance?
Tweet about Glastonbury.
Tweet about Glastonbury. You should tweet about Glastonbury, actually. Not me. Oh, God. Yeah, let's tweet about Glastonbury. So... Let's talk about some more music news. Ritual! I talked about the beginning.
Yeah, I like that.
So Kung's track at the beginning of the show featured Ritual, who are a band of merry men. There we go.
I see what she's saying.
David Bowie on the Twitter. The emoji on the Twitter. So go and check it out at Fubar Radio, please, where you can also see the Adele costume. Again, I just need to come back to that because it was so fucking good. Right?
Yeah,
am I
good.
Right, sisters?
Yeah.
And brother, Shane, I'm not forgetting about you.
What Abby was saying to me, and I get it now, is Nikki has tweeted you to say about Justin Bieber performing.
Oh, let's see.
At least it's a bit different rather than Coldplay Part 4.
Hey, Nikki, I totally fucking agree, actually, babe. I totally agree. Although I love Coldplay. Enough!
Yeah, that's enough.
Enough
with them. Did you see there was a super... Well, they said it's a super group the other week that was performing for a charity thing in America, and it was Chris Martin.
Oh, I love Chris Martin so
Flea.
Much. Oh, my God, Flea? I love Flea.
Who was
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There was someone else that was well in their band, but for me, obviously, the best one, Beck.
Oh, for
Beck, Chris
sake.
Martin, Flea,
More
and someone
shit
else.
About Beck.
Don't give
I
me
love
shit about Beck,
Beck, but now you I hate don't. Him because you talk about him so much.
No, but that what I would that not
that's
interested
a fucking
in that
super
until.
Group though.
It's amazing, yeah.
That headlining Glastonbury would be good.
I would definitely want to see that. Everyone would.
But Nikki, totally gutting your vibe, sister. I agree in 100%. Also, me being Harriet Rose would fucking love Justin Bieber to headline Glastonbury. Don't get me wrong, sweet pea. I would be all over that shit like a rash. But I'm just not sure. Everyone else would be.
No.
But who gives a fuck about everyone else, eh? Like, all that matters is what I think.
We'd have a few people going to see him, wouldn't we, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine so. Yeah. Me and a couple of others.
Yeah.
So Ritual have released a new EP. It's called Every Night Another, But Not You. And it features the track Cinnamon, which we've played on the show, which is really nice. The Only One, Bottle Tops, and Amen, which is the new single, Amen, is out now. You can stream it on Spotify. They have produced and written songs with the likes of Aquilo, Dua Lipa, Francis, alongside working on the debut album. Basically, they're going to be huge, and I want to keep talking about them because they're fab.
I really like them, yeah.
Abby's going to tweet out Ritual and the Spotify streaming link for their EP, which is called Every Night Another But Not You. Right now, Young Sierra have released a new single, Are You Coming My Way? So go and check that out. We played their other single last week or the week before, which was very good. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play some songs now. Aren't we?
Yeah, let's play some songs.
Shall we play... Oh, so we're going to play... What are we going to play?
I was going to play that one.
We're going to play the... This is the new... We played this, Muramasa, Lovesick, featuring ASAP Rocky, but this is the Four-Tet remix, and after that, we've got the brand new one from Professor Green.
Yeah. weather cold. The weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feather robe. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that method's pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapon drawn. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin. But you packing young,
and you hella grown.
I'm away from my little mama, come home. Man, I swear to God, she gon' miss me when I'm gone. I'm a lovesick fuck. Yeah, it's right, but you're wrong.
Summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, them times we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They be the or I be the, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards, either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, I heard she got a man, homie. Yeah, yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me. Yeah, but he should see the way she dance on me. Yeah, wishing I ain't had no pants on me.
Presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's it going? Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. I'm not talking about a little tear. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah. And Sonia was in the hospital and Silent Night was all playing. Yeah. And I was just like, Jamie! Jamie, no!
No, not you, yeah, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
Well, I fancied Jamie too.
Oh, he was a good-looking boy. Good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie, man.
Hashtag Twitter that right now.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4pm on FUBAR Radio.
Flow still is impressive. Me and the missus, we are getting along. Till I do something wrong, then it's another domestic. People wanna know what my life's like behind closed doors on my wife's side. It gets crazy in bed. We watch a couple episodes of a What's It, and then it's night night. She hears this, she slides out. I'll probably get kicked out of my house. Feel like
Club remix.
I liked it.
A surprise remix we had there.
It was a surprise to us. Yeah.
One Eye on the Door, the club remix.
It's good.
We were bopping around club style in the studio just now.
Better than the original.
I actually had my arms up in the air in a sort of jolty mum dance motion.
You did that. I did the running man. It was really good.
You were on another level, but that's just like you to a T dance move wise. You are the running man. Like that is you.
Running lady.
Oh, sorry. No. Running man, I think, is
running man. Okay, cool, yeah.
So we're gonna talk a bit about Vivo Halloween right now, and we're gonna be playing our interviews with Izzy Bazoo, Zara Larsson, Blossoms and Aurora after. So we went down and it was loads of fun. The carpet, we had a black carpet that we were stood on, and it was very exciting. There was free ham sandwiches, which was for me probably the highlight of the evening. Not really. But the ham sandwiches were really good. And we got to have a chance to have a chat with everybody, which was really nice, except for Jack Garrett, who also performed, but we didn't get to have a chat with him. But the other guys, we talked about everything from phobias to performances on the night to their outfits. They were all looking outrageous. The theme was phobias, as we know, and they all went. So Izzy Bazoo was a snow queen. She's scared of snow. Zara Larsson was, you know, the Angelina Jolie character.
She's scared of her.
No, I don't know. I don't know whether it was. I actually didn't ask her whether she was scared of. What's her name?
Lara Croft?
No.
I know.
No, the one where she has the big ear.
Big ears.
Fuck.
Maleficent.
And on the night, I nearly said Millicent because I didn't know. I pronounced it wrong. Blossoms were dressed, not when we interviewed them, but they were dressed as Michael Jackson in Thriller.
Nice.
And that was very good as well. And Aurora was dressed as the doll from the cartoon of... The doll from the cartoon with the sewing...
The sewing cartoon doll.
Tim Burton.
Corpse Bride! Wow, who wins
Corpse
the quiz?
Bride.
I win the quiz.
You win. Well done. So I had a great time chatting to all of them. We also found out what their phobias were. We did a very special quiz with each of them, asking them different phobias and getting them to guess what they were. So let me give you some of the examples.
Okay.
Pogonophobia.
Yep.
What's that?
Pog. Scared of ping pong.
Scared of beards. I'm giving you ones that we didn't give them so that you won't get it, but these were on the list as well. Bibliophobia.
Biblio. Like a bibliothèque is a library in French, so maybe it's a fear of books.
Oh, smashed
did
it.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. And also, I really like how you're guessing this. You're like, biblio. If I just say it loads of times and you'll get it, which actually obviously works.
I bust out there. I knew some French as well, so.
Biblio, it's actually library in French, and that means it must be books, and that means, that was like.
Rain Man.
It was like Rain Man. It was like watching Rain Man uncover something that was much more interesting than a phobia of books.
Maybe we should go to a casino later. I might smash it in there. I don't know.
Oh my God. Or you would just sit there and go, biblio, fear of books, biblio. They're like, excuse me, can you pick a fucking card?
I'm not ready yet.
Okay, here's another one. Okay, this is actually, I don't know whether I should say this, but this is actually in it anyway, but Samhainophobia. Sounds like a made up word.
Sam Hainer. Who is Sam Hainer? I don't like him. I'm scared of anyone called Sam Hainer.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Thank
that's
you.
So funny.
It's
a fear of people called Sam Hainer.
Sam Hainer. No, actually, I don't know.
Fear of Halloween.
Well, why is it called that?
because none of them are called that.
Right, okay.
I'll give you a list of the other ones, which I won't tell you what they are because they guess them in it. Papaphobia. Panophobia, which I can tell you is scared of everything.
Yeah.
Pogonophobia. Venus trap phobia.
Mm.
Cholerophobia.
Oh, yeah, cholera's not nice.
Yeah, no, it's nothing to do with cholera.
Oh, okay.
It's actually something completely the opposite. Anyway, I won't give any more away.
Okay.
So we're going to play some interviews in a minute. But before we do that, so we watched the performances live, which is fantastic. They had this huge warehouse all made out with, like, the phobias. Like, there was, like, spiders everywhere and snakes and people. Everyone was dressed up. Some people weren't dressed up. And I was like, soz?
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless you're working.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about general punters were there and they just were just wearing, like, a jeans and t-shirt. I was like, maybe they're scared of being in a costume. Maybe that's their phobia.
Maybe they were in costume.
Maybe their phobia is dressing like a normal person, so they came as a normal person.
Maybe they were dressed as a hipster or something.
Did you know that Dita Von Teese every year goes dressed as a normal person for Halloween because she dresses... Like, I think that is literally the best thing I've ever heard. She goes dressed as normcore, basically. Fab,
I
totally fab. She basically looks like you or I. She actually is probably wearing like what we're wearing right now.
Yeah, just for Halloween.
Fab. Dita Von Teese, everybody. Anyway, she was not at the Vivo Halloween, so we're going to stop talking about her.
She might have been. You wouldn't have recognised her.
True. Exactly. Very true. I was dressed as a sort of vampire zombie, and I've really freaked out pretty much every artist that I spoke
with
to.
Your eyes.
Izzy Pazoo was like, I literally, she didn't know where to look because I had special contacts
in.
Yeah,
I saw. That's
and someone
creepy.
Actually asked me if the contacts were my actual eyes. I was like, no.
They were quite creepy. Can
but
I
if
ask?
They were, that would be fucking sick.
Yeah, sick in a horrible way though, not in a sick
no,
way.
Sick in
no,
a great way.
No,
I've got naturally grey hair. I would literally look like Halle Berry in Storm.
Oh yeah, that's true actually.
And she's fit.
She is, but she doesn't look like that all the time.
No,
that's the character.
No, she doesn't. And also, I'm not attractive as her.
Of course you are, Harriet.
Yeah, say it again.
Of course you are, Harriet.
Thank you
more.
So
I'd
much.
Say more.
I would say, like, out of 10, how much more attractive am I than Halle Berry?
11.
Bitch, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, stop diverting onto things that are not to do with Viva Halloween.
Viva.
But yeah, the performances were outstanding. Izzy Pazoo went first. She was amazing. She's always good live. Like, I've seen her so many times. She's just got a real giggly aura. She's really happy. Up next after that was Aurora, who I've never seen live, who was a really big fan of autumn and winter. And a lot of her stuff is kind of, like, horror-themed. We shared a few, like, horror... togethernesses mm-hmm. that you're going to find out in the interviews. She was fabulous as well. If you haven't checked her out, make sure you go and listen to her. She's really, really big. She's from Norway, and she's just about to head out on her North American tour as well, if you're in North America. Or if you're going to North America, you can check her out.
If you want to go, just go.
Just fucking go.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jack Garrett performed. He was very energetic on stage. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but
drums.
He does everything. Mm. Drums, keyboard, guitar. He was really good. He went as Fear of the Dark. So he wore a morph suit that was entirely black and then had to take the head off because he couldn't breathe.
Right, okay.
So after a while, he was actually just a guy in an all black outfit. And then after him was Zara Larsson, who, as I said, was dressed as, how do you pronounce it again?
Maleficent.
Maleficent, who she looked fucking amazing. It made me, like, it was proper costume envy. I was like, I think I want to go as Maleficent one year. And I'm sure I'll look just like Zara.
You will, dear.
I'll look just like 18-year-old Zara Larsson.
You will look just like her.
And then after her was the Incredible Blossoms, who just brought the energy. They were so full of energy. And they all dressed as Thriller. So the lead singer was Michael Jackson. And then the rest of the band were the Zombies. It was great. The whole night was really fun. Vivo looked after us so well. And we just had a massive lol. And then I took my contacts out and they really hurt afterwards.
Yeah.
So there were sacrifices made by me.
Well,
you know,
it was worth it, I think.
Sacrifice for the, you know, for the good of Halloween.
Yeah, always worth it.
I was chuffed though, chuffed with it. So now we're going to play a bit of Zara Larsson and a bit of Izzy Pazoo. And on the other side, you're going to hear all four interviews with Izzy Pazoo, Zara Larsson, Blossoms and Aurora. So this is the huge banger by Zara Larsson, Ain't My Fault.
My fault. To be rude, but I look so damn good. Oh yeah, ain't got time right now. Miss me with that, what's your name, your sign? It's out of time. I just called an Uber and it's out of time. Oh my God, what is this? Want you all in my business, baby, I insist. Please don't blame me for whatever happens then. No, I can't be responsible if I get you in trouble now. So you're too irresistible, yeah, that's for sure.
By Zara Larsson, looking absolutely outstanding.
Thanks.
Maleficent, am I right?
So do you.
No, not as good as you. Can you wiggle your horns? Because I keep seeing you do that and it looks too cool. That is incredible.
I don't really know how this is gonna.
It's like the most mesmerizing.
You know, I'm dancing when I'm performing.
But it's the most mesmerizing wiggle I've ever seen. So are you excited for your performance tonight?
I'm very excited. I'm really, really excited.
Because you've had a busy week, haven't you? You've been doing a lot of Halloween-y stuff.
Absolutely.
So have we got anything extra special to look forward to other than the horn wiggle?
I don't really know. This is actually the only show that I'm bringing my band to.
It's exciting.
So, and we always give each other such good energy.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun on stage.
So we're going to have a good time tonight.
We're going to have a great time. And, you know, when the audience is really not feeling it, which I know they will today because I heard
people from
Liverpool are crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Which I love and is so excited about. But, you know, we always have fun. We have so much fun.
Do you have a lot of fun when you play in the UK?
I do. I really do. One of my favorite memories from today's, I mean, this year's summer was V.
So sick. Yeah. I was there. You were fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun.
The energy is out of this world. Now, in the realm of Halloween style, is there anything spooky or scary or frightening that's ever happened to you on stage?
No.
So maybe tonight could be the night. Maybe you'll see a ghost.
Maybe I'll see a ghost. I'll tell you if I do.
Have you seen a ghost before in your life?
No. I used to, like, really, really, I wanted to believe in them so bad when I was little. I did Ouija board all the time.
Ouija, that's
all the time. But it just never happened.
Well, I hope it does for you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very exciting. Quickly before we go, I'm going to play a quick game with you.
Okay.
It's called the FUBAR Phobia Quiz.
Ooh.
I'm going to say a name of a phobia and you just say the first thing that comes into your head.
Got you.
Aloxodoxophobia.
Aloxodoxophobia. probably like, for some reason, doorknobs.
It's actually the fear of opinions.
No way.
Yeah. Next one.
I don't have that.
Decantophobia.
Decantophobia.
You'll be very shocked when I tell you this one.
Decantophobia. It sounds like I just think of sharp things.
The fear of singing.
Well, I don't have that either.
And finally, last one, phobophobia.
Phobia for phobias.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so that. Much for chatting to us
Thank
on
you.
Fubar Radio. It's
Thank
been a pleasure. Have a great time tonight.
You too.
See ya.
White tiger.
Izzy Bazoo, we're on the black carpet tonight for Vivo Halloween. You're about to pop on stage and do a fantastic performance. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
You're feeling excited for tonight?
Yeah, I'm really excited, yeah.
You look incredible, for one. Are you a character or are you just like a vibe tonight?
I'm just like a snow queen vibe.
Snow queen vibe. Is that a phobia or...?
Snow, yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
I'm weird about it. Everyone thinks it's really weird, but...
There's no such thing as a weird phobia, babe.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just whenever I'm on it or going down a hill, I'm just like...
No. It's panic stations. It's like being like an animal, baby animal.
Yeah, yeah,
skating
yeah.
Around.
Going on a ski slope, I was just like, no.
I'm not going to lie, I love a bit of skiing, but if I hadn't done it before, I couldn't bear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's quite... I basically went on like one of the steepest slopes to start with and literally was just like...
Black run.
Yes. Yes.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So tonight, is there going to be any spooky happenings during your performance, or I'm guessing your fingers crossed not?
I don't know, unless they sporadically throw something at me like blood.
What's the scariest thing about going on stage in the spirit of Halloween?
I don't know, maybe, I don't know, nothing, I've never performed in Halloween, so I guess I'll see.
But like, do you get the fear before you go on stage? Sort of like, is there anything that you think that would be the scariest thing if it happened live on stage while you're performing?
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe like tripping over or something, I don't know.
Let me play a little game with you, if that's okay. It's about phobias. I'm going to tell you some names of phobias and it'd be great if you could guess.
Okay.
You can just make wild accusations because to be honest, they're really weird.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to kick off. First one is decanterphobia.
Decanterphobia.
You'll be shocked when I tell you what it is. It relates to you in a way, not you personally, but what you do.
Just going on stage.
Fear of singing.
Fear of singing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder where that word's right in front of me.
This is quite a good one. Phobophobia.
Having a phobia about having a phobia.
Yes! Everyone loves that one. Okay, it's a very easy one, that
one.
Cholerophobia.
Don't want to wear a collar.
Fear of clowns. Literally, none of these make sense.
Okay, cool.
That's what I like about them, because they make no sense at all.
Okay.
And the last one, papophobia.
Being papped or photographed.
Scared of the Pope. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Before you go, on my show I play a little game. It's going to shock you, the title, so I apologise for that.
Okay.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island and I make you pick the worst track you could possibly imagine being stuck there.
Okay,
with.
Cool.
So Izzy Bazoo, what would your desert island dick be?
Probably like, I feel bad because I really liked it as a kid.
You're allowed to say it though, it doesn't matter. We forgive you.
It was just this one cover by Gareth Gates.
Gareth Gates' entire back catalogue is my desert island dick.
Oh, I feel bad.
I love him, but...
I did, yeah, there was a time where...
Oh, he had his moment.
Yeah, he had his moment, yeah.
I think that moment might be gone.
Yeah, I think I listened to it too much, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Thanks so much.
Good luck tonight and have a great night.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Too far when I was begging on my knees, begging for your arms for you to hold around me. I went too far and kissed the ground beneath your feet, waiting for your love.
To Aurora on the black carpet at Vivo Halloween, just about to take the stage. How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Your outfit is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, I'm a big fan of Tim Burton.
Yeah, I thought you might. Is it Corpse Bride?
Yes.
Yes. I like the apples as well.
Thank you.
We were wondering, a lot of your tracks and also the name of your album are fairly sort of Halloween-y, not Halloween themed, but they touch
on...
But I
know what you mean.
Yeah.
It fits, it's a day that fits me.
It kind of fits. Are you a big fan of Halloween?
Well, it's not a big thing in Norway, but
oh, really?
I'm a big thing of, big fan of autumn and creepy things. I love scary movies, and
same.
these are my normal clothes. I just put them together, so it's just I do like the chance to celebrate anything as well. So it's always
agree.
A nice thing.
If you like horror films, who's your favourite horror film character?
Ooh,
mine's Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, mine too.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
At least we share the same love for Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, we do.
And the same love for being creepy. That's a good vibe. I'm going to do a little quiz for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
This is the FUBAR Radio phobia quiz with Aurora. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to say some phobias, and I'd love you to try and guess what they are.
Okay.
First one is aurorophobia.
Oh, a phobia of something weird.
Luckily, it's the phobia of northern aurora lights.
Ooh.
See what we did there? Okay, decantophobia. Decantophobia.
A fear of hollow stuff?
No, it's actually a fear of singing, something you definitely don't have.
Oh. Decantophobia.
Yeah, phobophobia.
A phobia of having a phobia
yeah!
of something.
Yeah. That's my favourite one, I think. A phobia yeah. of a phobia. Okay, then we've got cholerophobia.
Is it the phobia of
having colours? No, it's actually the phobia of clowns.
Oh.
Are you scared of clowns?
Isn't everyone at the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I think they are. And the last one is papaphobia.
A phobia of... I do want to say of... Daddies, of papas.
Close. It's a phobia of the Pope.
Oh, I can see that.
Thank you so much for coming to join us on FUBAR Radio. I hope you have a fantastic performance tonight. It's lovely
Thank
to
you.
Meet you. And we'll catch you next time.
Yes.
Bye. I'm joined by Blossoms. How's it going, boys?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell me, have you ever had a paranormal or ghostly experience?
I got told not to do an Ouija board off someone. He did an Ouija board. They said it's real.
A what?
An Ouija board.
An Ouija board?
It's
just a Ouija board.
No, an Ouija board.
You don't say a Ouija board.
An.
It's just Ouija board.
Ouija
no,
board.
No.
Silent O.
It's not a Ouija.
I know what you mean. It's Ouija. Yeah, it's Ouija.
It's spelled like that.
Yeah.
A Ouija. No,
but you...
Was it Ouija?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I think it meant the an. So it's... Okay, Ouija. So I got told not to do a Ouija board because apparently they're real.
Yeah, no, they're very scary. You shouldn't do that shit.
You said a ghost owl flew through his chest.
Who had that? Someone from Harry Potter?
Some guy, I mean, honestly, said he woke up and a ghost owl was in the end of his bed and flew through his chest.
I mean, if you're going to have any kind of ghost, a ghost owl would be pretty chill.
What if you think about it, right? You know, if ghosts were real, think how many they'd be. They'd be everywhere, wouldn't they?
Too many.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but not everyone can see them, can they?
Yeah, but if they could see them, there'd be ghosts everywhere, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it'd be horrible. We'd be living in hell. Are you excited for tonight's performance?
Can't wait. We are getting dressed up, we're just not dressed
yeah,
up
so
yet.
Yeah, so what's the costume vibe going to be tonight?
Michael Jackson Thriller.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, I'm MJ sick. And the boys are the zombies.
Oh my God, that's my boys. What's the most exciting thing about doing gigs like this that are a bit different? You get to dress up, you get to do something...
There's a big massive curtain that gets pulled up to reveal us.
And that's pretty
exciting.
That's
what I'm most excited for.
Because it's like old school, proper, like...
Exactly, it's quite theatrical, and Halloween's the theatricalist, if that's even a fucking word, of all festivities.
Are you big fans of Halloween?
I think so, yeah. I like dressing up, so it's an excuse, isn't it?
Wicked. Well, before we go, I've got a quick game to play with you guys. It's called the FUBAR Phobia Quiz. I'm going to say a name of a phobia, and you guys have got to guess what it is. Just say anything, because honestly, you will not get any of these, because they are ridiculous.
I've got some good ones.
Sick. Well, you can test me afterwards. First one is anthophobia.
That's a fear of ants. No,
I reckon.
What's it again?
Is that a
anthophobia?
A fear of national anthems.
A fear of running water.
It's actually a fear of flowers, guys.
Oh, wow, that's not one. That's a good one for us, isn't it?
That's a special one for you. That's a special one for you. Next up, decantophobia.
A fear of decanting stuff into other things.
Very close. It's actually a fear of singing.
Fear of singing?
Yep. This is a good one. Phobophobia.
A fear of phobias.
Yes.
One right. Cholerophobia.
That's the fear of clowns, I know that.
Yes! You guys are doing better than everyone else, so well done. Last one. Samhainophobia.
Samhainophobia?
Yeah.
Fear of Sam Smith.
Almost. It's actually a fear of something completely different, Halloween.
Wow.
Fear of Halloween. Right.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, boys. Blossoms, have a fantastic gig. Enjoy that curtain rising moment.
That's the one.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Nice. Cheers.
That concludes our Vivo Halloween series there. Thank you to all the artists for chatting to us. I'm joined by Tony Adigan in the studio. How's it going?
I am going good. How are you going?
Founder and artistic director of the Avant Garde Dance Company and mastermind behind Collabo, which we're going to be talking about today.
Wow, mastermind.
Yeah, I like the word mastermind. It's good, right?
Yeah, it sounds official.
Collabo's happening in November 10th, 11th and 12th. It's a hip-hop showcase. Can you first kick us off by telling us a little bit about what Collabo
is? What is Collabo? Okay, Collabo is a free night dance platform taking place at East London Dance.
Yep.
Stratford Circus. It brings different dance companies together. So, I mean, the best way I can describe it to maybe the audience at home, if you think Flawless collaborating with Diversity.
Sick.
Working on something.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Well,
that's the idea.
Different.
Yeah. It's different. But we've got a lot of hip hop companies from London, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's going for 10 years, so a lot of people have come through that. So that's the Collabo part, and then there's also interpretation, which is giving the same company, different companies, the same music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we give them a 3 to 5 minute track, you know, give it to one company, give it to another company, and you get to see how different people interpret the same music.
Oh my God, that sounds so
it's
exciting.
Nice, isn't it? It's good.
Do you know what? Every time I speak to people like you who can dance, it's always so lovely to learn about that.
What's
because I can't dance
for shit.
Everyone says that. Everyone says,
dude, I cannot dance, but you can dance, and therefore, the main reason I get guests like you in the show is so that I can suck some of your talent from you.
Okay, I'm glad that went somewhere else.
Well, it is Foo Bar Radio, so it could have gone that way, but not today. But yeah, so it's also been 10 years. You can hashtag Collabo 10 years on Twitter
Collabo
and stuff.
Collabo 10 years. Let's get it popping.
To find out more information. But that's amazing. So you, when you first did it, did you expect it to be 10 years?
Yeah.
You knew. the long-term plan.
I mean, you know what? I've had the idea for maybe about 2 years before it actually happened. So it was kind of a dream. And I fell into cahoots with East London Dance. And I kind of told them the idea. And thinking, nothing's really going to happen of it. It's going to be a great idea and never work. And they were like, go ahead.
Wow.
And 10 years later, here we are.
And you've been obviously collaborating with East London Dance for that whole time, for a decade.
I know, it's mad.
What's it like working with those guys? Do you love it?
I love it.
You must do for a decade of work.
I think I love them and they love me. I think we get on.
So it's a love story.
We get on. I think it's a bit of a love story. I'm real, you know. I feel like they get an avenue in terms of what's happening and what's real.
Yeah.
And I'm really honest with people that I'm close with. So
yeah.
I like that to continue in work as well.
That's nice. And I'm going to just list some of the people and groups that are performing. Yeah. So you've got the Avant-Garde Youth, which is...
The Avant-Garde Youth.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
Especially when you put the in the front, it sounds...
I sound like the guy, the X Factor guy who says people's names. DJ Kweku, that's another way.
DJ Kweku.
And then, yes, he all better at it than me.
Yeah, I'm much better.
And you've got Jade Hackett, you've got Just Us Dance Theatre and New Movements, Lucas McFarlane, Programme 68, Rugged Estate, and loads more.
Yep. Lucas from Got to Dance.
Yes.
Winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you go about picking this plethora of performers?
It's always a struggle every year. I'm trying to challenge
I can imagine.
People as well. I'm trying to challenge people because I think the whole concept of Collabo is, you know, making you kind of stand up and think about what you're creating.
Because
I think as dance companies, you know, you have your choreographer, you have a rehearsal space, you have your studio, and you get on with it. And I just felt I wanted to kind of throw a spanner in the work and make them have to deal with another choreographer or another person's dancers. So
and does it work? Has it been working?
It works. It works. I think it's a challenge. So in terms of the initial part of your question, I guess I look for people that need a challenge. I look for people that are open to a challenge as well. And try and put them together.
Well, if you ever want me to dance, that would be a challenge in every aspect. So, I mean, if you really want a challenge, you can try and teach me. You've just finished at your show, Fagin's Twist.
Yeah, Fagin's Twist, yeah.
And you were also creative director for Sky One's Got to Dance, which we were just talking about.
Yes, when it was a...
You're working on a lot of stuff.
That's me, I get bored easily.
Yeah, so does it satisfy you to work on loads of different stuff? Do you have to sort of keep your finger in all the pies, so they say? God, I'm doing so much innuendo.
Yeah. 10 fingers, 10 pies, let's keep it moving. I think I'm influenced by so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Dance is only one aspect. I think music is my main love, I think, before dance.
Which comes hand in hand with dance, I guess.
Indeed.
Can't do one without the other.
Well, you know.
Silent dancing
does happen.
I actually do that.
It does happen.
But it's not real dancing.
Yeah, but I love different things: fashion, music, film, dance, obviously, photography. So
all the arts,
I would say.
Smashing it. You've also in the past you've been a choreographer, right? And you've worked with a lot of the biggest people in the world. To name a few: Janet Jackson, Usher, Mel B, Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to ask, because she's one of my heroes. What was it like to work with Whitney?
Slightly surreal.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Slightly surreal. I don't think it even hit home.
Did you blink while you did it? Like, was there even a second to take in what you were doing?
It was interesting. Just, you know, the song came out, and it's, you know, you hear a song in the charts, you know, I really like this song.
Yeah.
You know? And then a couple of weeks later, you find yourself dancing to it in Spain, MTV Europe Awards with Whitney Houston. It was kind of a bit weird.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever, you know, that ever hit home. But definitely an amazing experience. She was great. You know, we had worked on the piece before, and she came to the rehearsal and kind of just slotted herself into her part. But it was definitely an amazing experience.
Would you say you had a favourite person that you've collaborated with as either a choreographer or a dancer or in the past?
Hard. I don't know if it was a favourite person, but I think because I was 19 at the time, and I was choreographing for Mel B.
Yeah,
and I was
big.
With all my mates, and we were traveling around the world. I think that was probably one of the best times.
Times you enjoyed the most, I guess.
Yeah, I was 19, living at home, a choreographer, traveling the world, getting paid to do it with my mates. So yeah, that was probably a great time.
That is a great time.
It is a great time, yeah.
Mel B is amazing as well.
Mel B is a joker.
Yeah, I interviewed her once and I literally nearly cried afterwards because I was so excited. Because she's obviously meeting a Spice Girl. You danced with a Spice Girl, so
Yeah.
You know, dancing near a Spice Girl is amazing, but like actually...
That sounds weird.
I am quite weird. I don't know if you've realised that so far.
I like it.
That
was good. It's good.
So for those people who haven't been to a collabo, one of any of the collabo nights in the past 10 years, what could like a newcomer expect from the night?
Energy. I think it's all about energy. East London dance, East London energy.
Yeah.
I think the crowd gives what they are given. Yeah. So, you know, the energy that they get off the stage, they very much like to give that back vocally throughout the whole night. So it's an interesting night. We also have the host of the show. Do you know who the host is?
No, I haven't been told the host.
I can say the host. Yeah. Ricky Fatboy.
Oh!
Fatboy from EastEnders.
Oh, that's so fun.
Ticket sales just went up. He's the host. He has been doing it for 10 years before he was in EastEnders.
That is incredible.
It's lovely to have Ricky back.
Is he dance? Does he dance?
Ricky used to dance in Avant-Garde.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, you can get tickets now. They're £12 and it's at Stratford Circus Arts Centre and tickets are available online, right?
They are online.
And can you get them on the night or is it strictly before you go?
You can risk it.
You can risk it, but don't risk it. Yeah. Go online and get them now. Hashtag Collabo 10 years. It's going to be big, I think.
Big.
A decade of performance. Also, I've been to, as a person who has got two left feet, I have been to a lot of dance shows and stuff and I know how exciting it is to watch something that something like dance. It's so powerful.
Definitely.
And so I recommend that anyone that is around should go and get the tickets.
If you're around, come down. It's going to be an amazing night. You know, we've been for 10 years. You can imagine how much we want to celebrate.
That's 10 years worth of energy that's going to be bursting out.
It's an atomic bomb.
So it's the 10th, 11th and 12th of November at Stratford Circus Arts Centre. Before you go, we play a little game on the show, which is quite dirty sounding, so brace yourself. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in said game, I send you to a desert island and I want you to sit on that desert island for the rest of your life with one song that you fucking hate. And that can be a song that you used to love but you think it's shit now and you can't bear to hear it, or it's a song that you heard it once and you were like, this is horrible, and if I was stuck on a desert island with it I would have to sit my head in the water for the entire time.
Woo. Okay,
so Tony Adigan, what is your desert island dick?
I think it might be Bieber, Baby.
Yes, that's quite... I mean, I'm a huge fan of that song.
I like Bieber.
But it's... No. I know. Everyone loves a bit of Biebs. I mean? We're all a Belieber.
Yeah, it's the repetition.
But also, it's high. I quite like the Ludacris remix. Have you heard that one with Ludacris on the end?
Yeah, I love that. Gives
us
a bit of a break. You know?
I also just love that Ludacris did that as well. I love Ludacris.
Gotta make that money.
I think, Tony, that is a very good desert island dick. Because if imagine being stuck on a desert island, it's like, baby. Oh, no, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Basically, I've got a whole plethora of them because every guest that comes in and suggests one,
what was the last one you had?
100. What is the last one we had?
It was something like Crazy Frog.
Yeah, Crazy Frog comes up a lot. Also, like, a lot of people who've got kids say the nursery rhymes that their kids listen to. That's a big one. Also, like, Happy by Pharrell, because it's so annoying now, even though it's a really good song.
Yeah, it's true. Once you hear it a lot of the time, you know, it jars.
Also, you're not going to be happy on that desert island, so you don't want to take a song that's, like, telling you that you're happy.
Definitely. Force feeding you.
Tony, thank you so much for coming and joining us. Everybody, go and get your tickets for Collabo. It's taking place 10th, 11th, 12th of November at the Stratford Circus Arts Centre. We hope to have you back soon.
Hopefully. I'm waiting for my radio show, guys.
Oh, my God. Right. Come back. You can come and be my co-host.
Let's do it. I'm on it.
Thank you so much, Tony. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you.
Kiwanuka one more night. On the line right now, I have JK and Shola Ammer, who are going to be chatting to us about their brand new single, Danger, which is out now. Guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
So excited to chat to you. I absolutely love the track. It's got a sort of like housey 90s garage influence. It's got sort of loads of different influences around it, but I'd love to know creatively where you guys came from with this one.
So basically it started off as a couple of ideas that we had. I was writing for my project with a couple of different songwriters, and one session it was like over a garage beat, and the other one was with MNEK and AME over like a house beat. And
sick.
When we were looking at songs, I really liked the chorus of one and the verse of the other, so we put them together, made Danger, and as it had that whole two-step garage summery vibe, it needed like an amazing R&B vocalist, so we knew that we needed Shola.
Yeah, obviously. It fits perfectly.
Obviously.
And Shola, we haven't heard you since 2013, so is it good to be back? We've missed you.
It is, definitely. I've just literally been sort of kind of working on stuff and writing and sort of finding myself again in the studio and creatively. And when I got the call about Danger, I played it and I was like, okay, this makes perfect sense. And then I got to meet John and the vibe was great and super laid back and fun. And it was just a nice vibe from the get-go.
The track sounds like you would have had a lot of fun making it. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. It was super easy going, man. It's just really natural, you know?
It feels, I think that's the best way for music to be created, when it's just totally sort of seamless. And also,
yeah.
JK, so great that when you wanted Shola Ammer, you got Shola Ammer. You know, it's like when you need that, you know what you want and you get it. And it just makes the track so much more exciting, I think, for us as well.
Yeah, you know what? For me, it was really, really exciting anyway, because I was like, I'm a garage head.
Yeah.
Anyway, deep down, it's like, they were my favourite days. And there was a chance Shola might not have liked it. So
yeah.
It was amazing when she came in and recorded it. Do you know what I mean?
And how long did it take you guys to put it down? Was it all done in a day, or did you have to? Were you there for a couple of weeks?
No, it was one session.
Yeah,
sick.
We done it in one session.
Yeah,
sounded hot straight away.
It blows my mind that tracks like this can be done in a day. Absolutely blows my mind. Well, we're loving it, and we're going to be playing it. Keep it on the playlist at FUBAR Radio. Can I ask, are you guys going to be performing this at any point live? Because I'm desperate to see this live.
Yes, I think we will be out there doing some shows.
Yeah, so are you going to announce them in the next couple of weeks, do you think? Or is it going to be sort of secret vibes?
I think they're going to get agreed and confirmed, but I don't know about a couple of weeks, but we're definitely going to be out doing it.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. And also, maybe, would there be chance of some future collabs as well?
Yes, I think we already spoke about doing some stuff together again. So, and I know that Jay's got a whole bunch of collabs and people he's been working with and his own stuff coming. So,
I definitely want to work with Shola again, 100%.
And also, you're both in the studio right now as well, which is exciting enough for us because it means more music's coming from both sides, which is wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shola's got a bunch anyway.
I can't wait.
There's
wicked.
More music coming, man. Exciting time.
Well, we'd love you guys to come on the show if you recently more music. When you've got a spare minute, come down and join us and we can do some fun and games. But before you go, I play a little game and you guys can both answer this separately because it's quite an intense game. But it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Okay. And in this game, I send you both separately to a desert island. And on this desert island, I'm not a very nice person and I'm leaving you with a track that you can't imagine. It's like the worst song you could ever be stuck with on the desert island. So, Shola, do you want to go first? Shola Ammer, what would your desert island dick be?
My desert island dick will probably be that. What's that frog song thing with the
crazy frog? It's the one of the most popular ones, you know. Crazy
That's
frog.
The one. That'll do it.
It would be horrendous if you were stuck there with that. So, thank you, Shola, for that. And JK, what would your desert island dick be?
Called Saturday Night by Wickfield. That would definitely be it.
Oh my god, I love that song.
I like it as well.
Not for me.
I like the dance as well that accompanies it. So
Yeah,
I like that one.
That's it. Amazing. Guys, thank you so much for coming to take some time with us. Please, could you guys introduce your brand new single for us?
Yeah, hi, this is JK.
And I'm Shola Ammer.
And this is the brand new single called
Danger.
Danger.
Fire! Thank you so much, guys.
We're talking fast, sentences in caps, saying things we can't take back, letting ourselves go.
BBC. But yeah, you're not a fan yourself, are you?
I actually, can I just tell you, since you've been rabbiting on about it, I've taped a bit of it and watched it on my little day when I have a little evening off. I got quite into it.
You did? Are you much of a baker?
Yeah, I'm good.
A master baker?
I'm very good in every area of the house, the kitchen, the bedroom, you name it.
Lizzie.
I can conjure up a dish out of nothing.
What can you do with melons? What can you do with your melons?
I have a lovely pair of melons, let me tell you. With a little cherry on top. It's very sweet.
Every Thursday.
Access all areas.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Now look here, in the house opposite. Black gatepost with a concrete frog squatting on top of it. Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper, nicotine gold, up the stairs, rickety, loaded with history. Here, in the top flat, flowers on the windowsill, little breeze fluttering the petals as they stare out at the city streets. Gemma is awake. What woke her? Open eyes, street lights float slowly through broken blinds. She watches as the light plays across the tattered carpet. She holds herself tight in the room's half-darkness. It's cold. She wedges her hands underneath her armpits. It's 4:18, and Gemma's thinking. Before I was an adult, I was a little wreck. pedaling whatever I could get my grubby mitts on. Ketamine for breakfast, bad girls for drinking with. I gave them puppy dog eyes for the acid on their fingertips. Heads in the basement, lips without faces, getting feisty. Half baked in the bakery, eating pastries, desperate for a body who could save me. But I never really wanted what they gave me. Always wanted something else, sweating in the dull queue, spitting like a villain in the pantomime. Old shoes, bad teeth, drinking in the rain with my ghost. Sitting in the back of the class, comatose. Villains on my back in the dark, hold me close, but you never held. I did some things I swore I'd never tell. That night you tried to kill me, run me down with your car in the snow. I didn't realize how far you would go. Every day I live lives in the day I wake up, and my dreams are all screaming of fuck. But I'm fine now, something remains, it's still pulling me. Yeah, my future is bright, but my past trying to ruin me.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Some things when I was young that made me who I would become. I feel them with me every day, cause if you try and run away, they run beside you pace for pace, trip you up and drag your face through the mud of every waste, a chance in every bitter taste. Heart is sprayed up with the names of all my friends who lost their way. Doesn't change, it all remains. It takes my strength and gives me shame. All I want is someone great to make me everything I ain't. But the only ones for me are the ones that shouldn't be. Even though I'm doing good, I'm working hard, my work is strong. Might be fun just for a while to go back where my hurt is from. Rinse myself through emptiness and push my body close to anybody who can recognize the presence of my ghost.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more. Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Kate Tempest, Ketamine for Breakfast. I absolutely love that.
I love it too. I sent it this morning and
so
I love
big,
it.
So big. Thank you so much to JK and Shola Ammer for coming on the show a second ago. That was their track Danger, which is out now. You can go and buy that. Big up to Media to Radio for bringing those guys to us. Mm. It's coming to the end of the show now, team. We've had a whopper today. I love the word whopper. So thanks to Tony Adigan for coming in. JK and Shola Ammer on the phone. And also Zara Larson, Izzy Bazoo, Aurora and Blossoms from Vivo Halloween. Now, we are going to be releasing a massive, wicked Vivo video tomorrow of all the interviews and lots of lols that took place while we were there, which we're putting out tomorrow. Mm. So stay tuned to the FUBAR socials, www.fubarradio.com and at FUBAR Radio on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, because we're very linear like that.
Yeah,
we keep our name, you know, very linear. Mm. We've got some Desert Island Dicks yet? No, we haven't. They're being sent through to us from the studio. They've all come in. They're coming in right now. We're going to talk to you about them in a minute. It's Last Request.
Yes. Ballad, not bang. Oh, shit. I said it the wrong way around.
Shit. Banger, not a ballad, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to hear Celine Dion, thank
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. We might play... I'd quite like to play AO by Lady Gaga right now.
Okay, well, I can get
that. What do you think?
Let me see if I can get it. Oh, there
here
it is.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go, Lady Gaga.
I can't wait to smoke them all whole, pack like Marlboro. Blow it in your face, blow it in your face. Blow it in your, blow it in your face. I can't wait to rev you up faster than you can say Ferrari. Tearing up the gravel, watch you unravel. Now it's a party. Hey, I can't wait to cast my spell. With your heart, you'll never tell. Cause I got it covered. City gravy southern. Got you dripping like no other. Track burns like a rope rail spinning in your
your face. Spin it in your face. Play it in your, play it in your face. Can't wait to get you shook up faster than you could. And try to hate it. You can try to hate it. You can try to fake it. But baby, I'll let you stay.
Sorry, that was really loud. Nat just said something really funny to me, which was, you've got to speak now. I was like, oh, what? I have to speak on the radio.
Got to do a bit of speaking.
She was like, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Whoa!
Sounds like someone's mum's already joined us in the studio. That's the kind of thing my mum would say.
Yeah. Well, you just said it as well. So you're
yeah, because we're both mums.
Exactly.
So we've got last request coming. Emma has asked for Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix. Sadly, Emma, we've already played Little Mix, so I think it would be unfair to go with you. Harriet and Nat, my last request is Bastille, Things We Lost in the Fire. Lily, I'm sorry, that is a bit of a shit song. And hi, Harriet and Natalie, my last request is, oh, this is going to have to be it, isn't it?
We don't have it!
Oh, Now You See Me by Childish Gambino. Love the show from Ricky.
It?
I'm really sorry, but we can't play it, but we will play it next
Gambino.
Week.
Childish Gambino, I wanted that song.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that forward to next week, I promise you.
Will you? Because yeah. I want it.
Instead, we're going to finish with Joanne's suggestion, which is Beyonce, Baby Boy, featuring Shauna Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for joining us in the studio today. Thank you for listening. We've had an absolutely fabulous time. I hope you have too. Catch you next week, Thursday, 4 till 6 p.m. on Fubar Radio. Certified quality.
That the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. Without apology. What is the right way? That's my policy. Shonda Paul alongside Beyonce. Now you want to say this. A dirty yeah. Dirty yeah.
I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because it cannot be denied. Come take me in of the night, I make her get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, me nah go slip, me nah go slide. In other words, the love, I got to give it certified. For give it the toughest, I can't stop it for mine. Girl.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
I think about you all the time.
town in a your drop top girl, you're not stop shop girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world. Is a top top girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. Drive down the town in a your drop top girl, you're not stop shop girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world.
Presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Man, Rodney P in the building.
Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir.
I think Westwood is a dick rider. And
yeah.
So he was trying to ride Giggs' dick and say, yeah, them man were all shit, but you man are wicked
he
now, innit?
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
That's because
he thought that would earn him a strike. Because yeah. He's a fucking idiot. And Giggs, to salute the youth, didn't take the bait.
Yeah.
He didn't take the bait. Like, he schooled him.
Yeah.
So now you've met some of the man who was hard. What about Rodney P and them?
Rodney
man
P,
then?
Yeah.
The little niggles and issues I've had with Westwood. In hindsight, early, they weren't valid, you know? So he's a dickhead. But that's just him.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Girl, I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar. Gay